Stop, wait, stop. Not that song. Everyone already knows that song. That tune, I think, is why many people won't give the musical Annie a chance. I want you to start fresh. Imagine you never suffered through that off-key recital. Pros are bringing Annie back to Portland this week. Performances continue in Keller Auditorium through February 25th. Maybe you should give it another listen. Annie actually is a diverse piece musically, and it's really not as sappy as you might think. Just listen to the storyline. It's about a group of unfortunate girls, a little red-haired girl in particular, living in an orphanage during the Depression. The woman who runs the place, Miss Hannigan, isn't exactly a loving motherly figure, as the kids lament in this not-so-cheery number.
It's a hard knock life. For us, it's a hard knock life. For us,
instead of treated,
we get tricks.
Instead of kisses,
we get cakes. It's a hard knock life. Got no folks to speak of, so it's a hard knock roll. We hoe
cotton blankets,
set of wool,
empty bellies.
This was a time period when many parents couldn't afford to feed their children or themselves. Some just ended up dumping their kids at orphanage doorsteps, hoping for the best. The stock market collapse put former millionaires on street corners where they had to sell apples all day just to survive. The president right before this time frame, Herbert Hoover, seemed oblivious to the nation's brewing problems. Think people were ready for a regime change?
In every pot he set a chicken, but Herbert Hoover he forgot. Not only don't we have the chicken, we ain't got the pot, baby.
You left behind a great nation.
So Irma, hats are off to you. We're up to here with admiration.
Come down and have a little stew.
Come down and share some Christmas dinner. Be sure to bring the missus too. We got no turkey for our stuffing. Why don't we stuff you?
When things get tough, it seems to me, true character gets fully exposed. Miss Hannigan, along with her brother Rooster in this song, serve as examples of the folks willing to step on anyone, even little girls, in order to not only ensure survival, but also to have a little luxury in life.
I remember the way our sainted mother would sit and croon us her lullaby.
She'd say, kids, there's a place that's like no other. You gotta get there before you die.
You don't get there by playing from the rule book.
Oh, no. You stack the aces.
You load the dice.
Mother dear, oh, we know you're down there listening.
How can we follow your sweet advice to
Easy Street? Easy Street, where you sleep till noon.
So you can hear how this piece isn't all smiles and hanging out at the billionaire's home. I hope that also helps to give you context to why such an optimistic tune has soared off this score. Annie, which debuted on Broadway in the late 1970s, isn't flawless. It's a little long for younger kids. One of the tunes, NYC, seems to have little purpose other than as a showstopper. But this musical is also one of those rare pieces of provocative theater that kids and adults can enjoy together while also learning about history and human nature. I know that sounds heavy, but let's lighten things up a little bit and really dig down in my record collection. I'm Brett Opegard, critic for the Columbian, and here's a snippet of that song we've been avoiding on its first public performance, played by creators Martin Sharnan and Charles Strauss.
Yeah.